We have Martin Boyle, Henry Chan, Keith Davidson, Annabeth Lang, Leo Maluva, but he's only in Adobe, I think, and Marika Koenigs is only in Adobe as well. Grigory Sagian, Ron Sherwood, Paul Schindler, Eduardo Diaz, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Maureen Hilliard, and Jalap Ackerhuis. From support staff, we have Bart Voswinkel, Christina Nordström, and Gabriela Schittek. And also now we have Sokol Hakshu in the Adobe room. And apologies from Ilya Vasilyankov, Hiro Hotta, and Tony Harris.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And I apologize. If somebody raises a question in the Adobe room, could you please point it out to me? Because apparently I'm in a developing country when it comes to internet connectivity. So I'm struggling at the moment. So I'm simply on the phone. So, again, if the secretary could please point out to me if anybody's raised something in the Adobe room, it'd be greatly appreciated. Look, as I mentioned, and Christina, thank you for teeing up the call and for organising this from quite a way out and for setting our schedule for the next few teleconferences. As I mentioned in the email that I sent out a few hours ago to everyone, the purpose of today is just to bring everyone up to speed again. There has not been a lot of progress. I take some blame for it. I blame the inventor of the World Wide Web over the last couple of weeks for that in particular. There's been a little bit of distraction from the domestic end, but also it's been a quiet time of year generally for everyone. And in terms of us meeting our deliverables, this is an important call just to say, right, we're ramping up from now, and there's going to be quite a few deadlines over the next 2.5 months. I know that not everyone from the study group can join us on this call, but I'm conscious that they're recorded and shared with everyone from the group, so that at least everyone is comfortable and can't say that they're surprised at our workload sort of increasing over the next few weeks. Where we'd gotten to late last year was basically quite a bit of survey work through UNESCO, all of our internal deliberations, considerations amongst the working group of the different combinations of permutations we could have of country and territory names. I don't aim to go into that in any detail on this call at this stage, but as I said in my email, there was a final report outline which I'd circulated to everyone, and I've resent again, and I will send it again out to everyone as a proposed structure for a draft final report. It's important that we've somewhat crept past our preliminary, very rough sort of deadline for the end of this group, which may have been in a very optimistic world the end of last year. But given recent comments by ICANN's CEO, and given that much of our work hinged on round two of the GNSO process, of the new GTLD process, I don't think we'll be seeing a lot of action for a while. But that said, I don't want our deadlines to slip all that much. That being the case, our adjusted deadline was to sort of deliver something that resembles a final report or a consensus position or a shared view. I'm not much fussed about titles of this group in Beijing. That being the case, we sort of need to work through drafts on the next teleconference and the one after that. So really, that's what I wanted to flag with everyone as our absolute priority over the next 2.5 months. Late last year, in about December, Bart and I spoke to, I don't believe Amgada from UNESCO is on this call. Is that right, Bart?
Yes, I haven't seen her, and Christina didn't mention her. She's not in the Adobe room.
Didn't want to speak for her just in case she was here. But we spoke with her a while ago, and as everyone may recall, we were using the UNESCO survey process where they were going to go out to a bunch of member states to ask their view on country and territory names and how they're utilised. And the feedback rate, to be perfectly blunt, was really disappointing, not just from our perspective, but from UNESCO's perspective. They were quite surprised that the feedback rate was quite low. It was nothing to do with how we'd crafted the survey. They didn't think it was too onerous, too difficult. But it just didn't get a lot of responses from member states. I've got a little bit of feedback. I've got some summary feedback, which I didn't send to the group because it's rather raw at this stage, but it was basically no more now than about 13 countries that came back and gave us some advice. That being the case, it's certainly not statistically significant, but that being the case, it's still of use. We've gone through the exercise, and I think we'll send it to other elements of the ICANN community over the next few weeks to see whether anybody else wants to provide any comments, but that's something that I'll send around in an email within the next couple of weeks. I think the next steps, so for me, as far as I'm concerned, the next steps are going to be, well, okay, I'm going to formally send around where we are with what I think a final report should look like. Bart and I will be chatting early next week and locking that in, and then sending it out to members of this group. After that, at the same time, I also want to go to the wider ICANN community about whether they've got any comments on the topics that have been raised in the UNESCO survey. And then from there, we're sort of going through an iterative process back and forward, doing some drafts of a final report. The main reason I wanted to touch base with everyone today was simply because it's been a few months. We haven't had an opportunity to catch up. I just wanted to give anyone else a chance to say, well, have you any concerns? Have you any questions? Do you want to share any views about how we're travelling are you broadly happy enough? Any comments from anyone else, lest I take up all of the airspace on this call?
Hello, Paul. It's Annabeth. It's really good that you caught up with us again, because it's a long time since we last talked, and I think that we all need to concentrate on this once more, so we've forgotten some of the thoughts we had. So when you're waking us up now, we can start thinking and coming back to you.
Well, thank you for adding that, Annabeth. As I said, I take my fair share of blame for that, because as we all ended the calendar year, have gone past, at least mentally, past the last ICANN meeting for the year, and for those of us that had the pleasure of being entangled in Wicked as well, this sort of took a little bit of a back seat. So, as I said, the real purpose today was just to say, please, let's not forget the study group is here. There is another issue that I need to raise, and I've got to apologise to everyone that I won't actually be in Beijing in person. My aim, and I've already spoken to Bart about this, because we really, really must have some sort of product that looks like a final report or a near final report for community consultation in Beijing. And whilst I'll be very happy to teleconference in and provide as much briefing as I can over the phone, I'm actually going to be here for the birth of our next child, so home for the birth of our next child. So I apologise that I won't actually be there in person, but I don't want that to mean that we slip to Durban as our next meeting. So, look, I really don't have anything to add. Don't want to keep anyone any longer. It was just really you've seen the final report outline that I've sent in my email. Please have a look at it. Have a look at the rough notes and the time frames of the next few increments that we've set. Bart and I are going to sit down and have a really, really long chat early next week to go through the next steps in more minute detail. This was just a chance to let everyone know that, hey, 20th of February we'll be meeting for our next teleconference. By that stage, we'll already have, I expect we'll have the outcome or some sort of shell of a final report. Bart's also mentioned that Bart and I also had a chat about the fact that UNESCO have an opportunity to promulgate our work and mention it throughout their networks at some stage towards the end of February. Is that right, Bart?
Yeah, that's correct. There is a UNESCO meeting, and I can attend that one in Paris.
And as Bart mentioned, that would just be a great informal opportunity, even if we have the skeleton of a final report or something a little clearer to share with the UNESCO conference. MGADA has offered to share that. I believe Yanis will be involved in that as well. So that being the case, I think it will be really, really great if we have something that looks like the rough outline of a final report available towards the end of February. So that's giving us, 3 weeks. It's optimistic, but I'm talking about the skeleton of a report that we will start discussing for internally for our first round. Then another few weeks until 13th of March, and I would love everyone to start getting really active back and forward. I'll push it very hard on the email list back and forward up until our next teleconference on the 13th of March, which by that stage is what I'm calling our pre-Beijing teleconference. And then again, people exchanging ideas fairly aggressively up until about the 25th of March or so, because if we're going to release anything to the ICANN community, and I know I'm talking about something that's very abstract at this stage, but if we have two or three iterations between now and then, by about the 25th of March, I think the rest of the community deserves a chance to see at least the preliminary output of our work, because we'll get a whole bunch of very vague looks and thought of interest, but not quite a lot of idea of what's going on at Beijing, unless we give people a clear idea 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. So I'm sort of setting the 25th of March as a date that community members can start seeing what we've developed out of this group. At Beijing, then, well, we'll brief the community more widely again, depending upon what they say, that will then determine what deadline we say for briefing the CCNSO Council.
Paul?
Go ahead, Bart.
Ron has his hand up. He has a question, I guess, or a comment.
Go ahead. Sorry, Ron, go ahead.
Paul, you mentioned earlier that UNESCO was dissatisfied with the response to the survey. Do you have any numbers to explain that?
Perhaps my wording was not so artful. I apologise. I failed as a diplomat earlier in my career. But thanks, Cheryl. What had happened with the UNESCO survey was that they felt that engaging a subset of member states, approximately 30, and then tweaking the numbers a little bit, adding a few more if they needed to, if they felt the response rate was a little low, they were originally confident that they could get close to perhaps a 100% return. So if they weren't doing so well, they would chase up member states, ask them again if there was something that was unclear about the survey, and then if they weren't getting a good response, add a couple of more member states. As it happened, perhaps the term dissatisfied is a little strong, but they were at least, I think I can put words in MGADA's mouth and say she was a little surprised at how member states didn't respond. The survey wasn't so difficult. Question 7 that was part of it, which was of course the one where we asked how you would refer to the name of the other survey respondents in your language or languages. That one took a little more work, and they did get a few responses on that. But overall, it was just that I didn't. Bart, do you recall that teleconference we had in December? I was in Dubai at the time, so in a completely jet-lagged time zone. But my feeling was that it was equally surprising to UNESCO staff as it was to us, and it wasn't because the survey was too hard.
No, it's a, the real issue there, I think, that they encountered is that the UNESCO has to act through its members, and they have representatives. But these are not the people who feel comfortable in responding to a survey from UNESCO. So it's going up and down the food chain in the respective governments and to different departments and even ministries, and this is where and there is no high priority there, so this is probably where they got lost.
Yeah, I think that's a good explanation.
That makes sense, Bob.
Yeah,
and in that sense, it's say, the way we treated it, and maybe that's something to report as well. It's nothing to do with say, it's just a fact of life that, say, say matters that are important to us, say, on the working group, is not, say, perceived as such in some of the outside world. And that's
surely
why you run
not
into this, because it's getting a very low priority.
And if I could relate some of the raw data that we received back, it basically included perhaps PDF scans of the raw survey that was sent out with a few penned in answers from certain member states, as opposed to in comparison to rather significant Excel sheets which had gone into great detail that explained the responses from other member states. So it was something that UNESCO certainly went and made best efforts, but as Bart says, perhaps of not as great priority as it is to the members of the study group. That said, when UNESCO proposed to, would we like to recraft the survey, would we like to extend the process, I think we can all agree that we spent a good amount of time on that. We don't look at whatever responses we got back as a representative sample size anymore, but rather it's just, well, what we got back, we got back. Bart and I will try and probably with MGADA's help try and tidy that up a little bit so that it's in some digestible format to send out to everyone else, but it is still only a dozen or 13 or so responses. It would only be useful from a, hey, there are some interesting responses here perspective, rather than absolute sort of statistical things, but otherwise I think there's going to be a few responses there that we can use. Can't extend the schedule any longer. I think we've got what we're going to get from the exercise, and we should leave it at that.
And Paul, you can look at it this way as well. It say the responses we received, and say there were no questions with regard to the questions in the survey or reactions to the survey itself. So that means that, say, in principle, the categorization or typology itself is self-explanatory and validated.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody, in other words, nobody came back and said, we do not understand what you're asking.
Yeah.
They just simply said, we don't care what you're asking. So it's not our priority to understand what you're asking. So I know that's not been immediately transparent to all members of the study group, but there have been no answers, no responses along those lines, nothing that UNESCO has conveyed to us along those lines at all. So, look, that's basically where we're at. I think we've wrapped up what was fairly good progress that headed along until the end of the year and until Toronto. We've been in a bit of period of stasis since. I'd refer everyone to the email that I sent around about the timeframes. We've got some fairly tight dates in there. Our next teleconference is locked in for 20th of February, but what I'd ask everyone to look forward to is, or at least look out for, if not look forward to, is a communication from Bart and myself about what we think a draft report might look like. We'll flesh that out in the next few days. Also, we'll see if we can get any sort of other community input so that we start getting some preliminary engagement from the rest of ICANN about this, even though they're very distracted by other matters. And that to be done as soon as possible, because it's only 3 weeks till our next call. So I don't have anything further for this one. It was more of a call to arms and a please lock in the dates, please be aware of what's coming up, because it's going to start getting a little bit hectic for us. Does anyone have any sort of final comments to make to wrap up?
Paul, this is Ian. I have a few comments or maybe questions.
Go ahead.
Regarding the report, I think we should take the best interests of all countries and territory into account, including all the names of the country of territories in the future list without any limited. And secondly, I think probably we need to clarify the role of UNESCO in the study group, because some countries or territory are not a UN members. So I think for their best interest, I think they should be taken into account. That is my comments for the draft report.
Ian, thank you. Your comments, wise comments, are very much noted. We'll certainly take those into account, and you will see that precisely the role of UNESCO, etc., reflected in the outputs of this group, and you'll certainly have a chance to see that as part of draft reporting that we do before we go out to external stakeholders.
Paul?
But
Henry raised his hand. He has a question or comment as well. Henry Chan.
Hi, Paul. Yes.
Henry, go ahead.
Yes. Looking at the draft final report outline and the status update we just have about the UNESCO survey, I was wondering or puzzled or got lost track of how this UNESCO survey would really fit into the final report. Could you please remind us a bit about how that should fit into the final report, please?
Henry, absolutely. When we first engaged UNESCO, as study group members may recall, the whole idea was we were taking advantage of a standing engagement or a standing agreement between UNESCO and ICANN, a mutually collaborative agreement that was in place. It's certainly very useful from ICANN and from the CCNSO, from constituencies' perspective, because we were able to tap into the resources of a UN organisation to help us with our work, and although it had been a largely theoretical, hypothetical arrangement and promise and agreement, we were able to tap into them and actually get some value out of it. In the first instance, the whole idea was to go out to UNESCO and get them to survey a subset of member states. It wasn't everyone. It wasn't meant to be a complete, absolute survey of member states of UNESCO. It was just an exercise that would help inform our deliberations. If it went well, if it went quickly, we could expand it to more member states, but that's not been the case. It was just, again, initial priorities and timing, etc. The best guess I can make at this stage is that the survey will be contextualised as an element that's contributed to the deliberations of this study group and not anything more than that. As I made clear before, it was only ever a survey that we'd had of a subset of UN member states, and even then, we only got a small survey response. It's not anything that can be and won't be represented as a view of UNESCO. I certainly wouldn't do that to our colleagues at UNESCO, because that would be misrepresenting their work. They helped us out. They gave us some responses. It was a very small response rate, and that is fine. It's just a small detail that's helped inform our work, and I'll be very cautious to make sure that it's contextualised as that. It was very useful, but it's only one element of our work. So, Henry, I hope that helps make it clear. It's something we'll discuss. If working group members aren't, study group members aren't happy with it, we'll discuss it before we finalise it, but that's roughly how I see it being represented.
Oh, thank you, Paul. So far, if my suggestions or comment would be, if the UNESCO survey is not representative enough due to the low response rate, I would pretty much like, you know, Bob's idea about, you know, the typology. At least, you know, we can sort of write on typology and things, and say that, you know, this kind of typology is makes sense and can be used to do any further analysis of the issue of country name and territory names. That's my suggestion.
No, well, thank you very much for your suggestion. I very much agree with it. Didn't mean to downplay in any way the importance of the topology. It's been a tool that we've used throughout the whole time. It's just that simply the survey hasn't delivered the broad range of responses that we may have expected. That being the case, I think the topology is still sound. I'm very conscious that we're talking about the very high level issues at this stage. We need to start seeing some words on pages and things to start making sense in a draft report. But otherwise, I take your point and completely agree that the validity and the soundness of the topology is something that we'll reiterate, or at least I intend to reiterate in a draft version of the final report. That said, acknowledging we're sort of getting close to the half-hour mark, were there any other comments that folks wanted to make, or given that this was really just a catch-up for the new year, is everyone relatively happy until you see something from us in the next couple of weeks?
All good.
That's fine.
That being the case, thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time. Some of us relatively late at night. I'll send something out. Bart and I will talk early next week. We'll start crafting something, and we will start aiming towards our first date, being 20th of February and the 13th of March for our subsequent teleconference calls. But otherwise, thanks for your time, and look forward to catching up with you a lot more actively online on the list over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.